Okay, welcome to the Bubbas. Bubba Kama Dav Beis, what we will be on for the next couple of months and about a year and a half or so. Bubba Kama Beis Amid Aleph. We start a new world. Every Mesechta is a new world. Every Seder is a new world. As we know, there'll be Deyas in the Gemara that we will have in Bamatzia that really all the Bubbas are one Mesechta, like Kalim. All 30 Prakim of Kalim is one Mesechta. There was a time earlier that there was a Mesechas Nezikin that was in Seder Nezikin, just like there is a Mesechas Taharos in Seder Taharos. But now we have it split up into three, Mesechas, Bubba, Kama as the first Bubba. And that is what we have this chus to be osek in for the next 10 prakim worth, the next couple of months. The Tosas Yantif in his Akdama to Seder Nezikin, you know that Tosas Yantif is a Talmud of the Maharal Prague. He's buried in Krakow, and he writes that the Maharal urged him to learn Mishnayos and to focus on Mishnayos and to set up Mishnayos Chaburas. That's why the Tosas Yantif has his commentary on Mishnayos. So he writes in his Akdama to Bubba Kama, that there were to Nezikin. There were those in the days of old that had Nezikin as the sixth Seder. We have it as the fourth Seder, and that is how it's supposed to be, based on the Psukim, in that the Gemara brings down in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the source for all of Mishnayos, Vahaya, and Munasi Techa Chosen. Yeshuos, right? Yeshuos is the fourth one. Yeshuos, salvations, and Nezikin is all about salvations, one from the other. The Tosas Yantav says the word Bubba. What does the word Bubba mean? Bubba means a gate. Bubba Kama, as we know, the first gate. Where does that come from? There's a Targum in Esther on the Pasuk, Vatomer Lo Zeres Ishto. He quotes a Targum, and also he quotes the Gemara Nedarim that talks about the humorous story that we've quoted in the past about Bubba Ben Guta. There was a woman who was not, the language between her and her husband, they came from different locales. So sometimes there were things that they didn't understand from each other. So her husband says, go take that and break it on the Bubba. And he meant on the gate outside. But she went and banged it over the head of Bubba Ben Guta, one of the Amoraim. And he said, what do you do that for? And she said, my husband told me to do it. And he said, okay, shalom bias. What could, I don't want to stop any relationship. But the word Bubba is a gate. But really, the Tosfos Yantif says one line which gets us started. Umama od yitztak, shem pesach la mishnah, Bubba, the gate, the entrance into the mishnah, lefisha sha'arei dinei ha-torah skurim, hey Mavo, all the world of Nezikin is now closed off to us, and we're about to enter in, we're about to go through the gate. The Torah Shebal Peh, Shehi HaMishnah, Hi Posachas Osam. The Torah Shebal Peh opens up all the gates, all the inner understanding. Zeh HaShar LaShem, Tzadikim Yavovo. So as we go into the Bubba, we go into the Shar, we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have Siyata D'Shmai in our learning over the next couple of months. Zeh HaShar LaShem, Tzadikim Yavovo. So, by way of introduction, that was an introduction, but by way of introduction into the halachas of Bubba Kama, we know that Bubba Kama is really, you can split it up into different ways, but we'll focus, call it three topics. The first six prakim of Bubba Kama is one topic. Nizke Mamon, my property doing damage. That's the first six prakim through Akones. Perek 7, 9, and 10 is Geneva and Gzela. That's Meruba and the Hagozels. At the end of Bava Kama, that's Geneva and Gzela. We'll get there. The eighth parak stuck in the middle is Achova. That's wounding. Why? We'll have to talk about why it is broken up between the seventh and the ninth and the tenth, which are, you know, seem to be more connected. Why is the eighth in the middle Hachovel? We'll have to talk about that later. But that's the names of the topic. So again, the first six prakim, which is our topic over the next couple of months, is Nizke Mamon, which is the first halach in the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer Nezikin, he goes min hakal el hakaved. The Rambam has first Nizke Mamon, my property doing damage, then Geneva, Gizela, Chovel Umazik, Rotseach, Ushmiras HaNefesh. So he goes from property, then he goes to Geneva first before Gzela, interesting, something we'll talk about, Bezos Hashem, and then wounding, which is physical, and then he has Rotseach, which Rachman al-Islan obviously is murder. There is a fascinating question that is asked. Almost every discussion of Bubba Kama starts off with this question, and that is, what is the source in the Torah that I'm not allowed to damage somebody? It says in the Torah, I'm not allowed to steal, I'm not allowed to kill, I'm not allowed to wound, even. Where does it say in the Torah that I'm not allowed to go over and smash your headlight and then pay you for it? It says I have to pay you for it. It says there's tashlume nezek in the Torah. But where does it say it's usur? You know, just like a loan, I borrow money from you, I have to pay you back. There's no Aveira done there, and I owe you, so what about Nezek? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Al Tazik, don't damage. So where is that? So there are different suggestions given in the Mefarshim. Rabbeinu Yonah, at the beginning of Perkei Avos, the first Rabbeinu Yonah on Perkei Avos, where he talks about Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai, and he talks about that at Har Sinai we were given general rules, and we were given the Pratim also. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Bein Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai, Bein Torah Shebechzav, Bein Torah Shebal Peh, Sha Torah Befirushecha Nitna. The Torah was given with all of his explanations. Shebelo Kein Yefshel Lamod Bo. We wouldn't be able to understand anything if the Torah wouldn't have been given with its explanations. Shahare kasav lo sigzol, v'chol nizikin bechlal oso halav. First line of Rabbeinu Yonah, nezek is included if you can't steal from someone, so also you can't damage them. Right? Just because you're going to, by stealing, you're getting something, it's the same root, says Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Tur also gives that impression. The Tur in Hilchas Nezikin, he says, kishem, that's the key word, kishem, shin ayin ches, kishem sha'asur lignova ligzol mamon chavero, kach asur lahazik mamon shalo. So it's a just like an Eved Gzela, so too, Nezek. And there are other suggestions given. The Bach on that Tur doesn't like Geneva. He says, what does Geneva have to do with it? It's different. He says it's Bal Tashchis. You're destroying something good. Okay, that seems to be like minimizing it. We would think it's just Bal Tashchis. But there are other suggestions given also. The Yad Ramah in Baba Basra says it's a Vihatol Recha Kamocha, or it is Lifne Iver. If I'm not allowed to put a michshol, some stumbling block in front of my friend, so obviously actively hurting him, I am not allowed to do. All different suggestions. One final one, the stipler, the first stipler in Baba Kama, the Kehilas Yaakov, discusses this, and he says two points. Number one, he says, maybe it's learned out from Hashavas Aveda. If I have to return a guy's item, I obviously can't smash a guy's item. Right? It's that you don't need the Torah to say that. Or, he has a final suggestion, that maybe it's learned out from the Halacha of Dayanim. We know there's a mitzvah of din, one of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The only mitzvah asay of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach is to set up a court system. If you would go to a court and say, can I do this? Can I smash my friend's item and pay for it? They would say, of course not. That's not how society functions. Right? It's crazy. And we know instinctively it should be usur. So it's included in that. The one problem we're left with is, we have all these wonderful suggestions. So why didn't the Torah just say it? Well, the Torah said, don't steal, don't kill, don't wound, so say, don't damage. So we have all these behind-the-back suggestions of where the Isser of Hezek is. So we'll have to keep that question in mind. Hopefully at some point we'll be able to come back to it. That's one of the two introductory issues to make note of as we start Baba Kama. The other issue to mention, and that is something that, again, we're going to come back to these issues over and over again, that is a chakira of the, we'll read it from the Evan Azel, Rav Issa Zalman, but it's really a chakira of many, and that is, so we know, we spoke about the Isra paying, but these first six prakim are going to be about paying. I have to pay. The question is, why do I have to pay? So the example we gave before, that was an extreme. If I break something of yours, that's called Adam Hamazik. But most of what we're going to talk about, especially at the beginning, is Nizke Mamon. It's not that I did something, my property did something. My animal went and damaged in a certain way, right? My fire, my boar, something like that. Nizke Mamon. So if my animal damages, so I have to pay. Why? What's the conceptual reason of why I need to pay? And the two suggestions given is it what we might call Choser Shmira? I should have guarded my animal. I didn't. Just like a shomer has to pay. What if I'm watching something of yours? I'm watching your fancy item, and it got stolen. So why do I have to pay? Because I didn't guard it properly. I didn't actively do anything. But choser shmira, I didn't do my job, and therefore I have to pay for it. That's one approach. Or do I say, no, this isn't like a shomer. If my animal damages, it's like I damage. It's like through him. The Maisa Hezek. I did a terrible thing, or I did a wrong thing through my animal. But it's not because of a lack of Shmira. Shomer is not the model. Really, Adam Amazik is the model. I could damage myself, or I could damage through my animal. Something like that. What's called Maisa Hezek. And that's the Eben HaAzel at the beginning of Nizkei Mamon. Yadua HaChakira Im Chiyuv Nezikin Hu Mitzad Shahatora Hitila Din Shmira Al HaBailim Umechuyavim Ba'ar Chisaron Shmirasam. I'm paying because, you know, I didn't guard it. Oh, da habayla mechuyavim l'shalem kishemamona mizik ushmira hi ptur. Really, it's me. When I guarded it, that's a poter for me to be exempt. Shepatra tov habayla mishum ones kiva shashamro karoi. So there's different lashonos. He says the Rambam gives a little bit away. The first line of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon will be medayik b'ez Hashem in many lines of the Rambam. In Sefer Nezikin, but the Rambam says, "Kol nefesh chaya shehi bershuso shel adam, any animal that is in my property, shehizika habaylim that damaged habaylim chayavim l'shalem. Why shaharei mamonam hizik? Because their property damaged." Says the Eben Azal. It sounds like the second approach. Sounds like my says, it doesn't say because you were negligent. It says your property damaged. And if my property damaged, that's somewhat of an extension of me. So, but again, there's a lot more. You can't just be medayik in one line of the Rambam. But there is a fascinating question, one of the greatest questions we'll get to in this entire Masechta, but I already mentioned it now, to illustrate this chakira. And that is, there's a beautiful sefer that is a similar to a chashuke chemet sefer on Baba Kama called the Mishpatei HaTorah. It has questions, al seder hadaf, similar to those kind of questions. So here's the shaila. I have two paintings. They're each worth $1 million. They're two of a kind. There's only two of them in the whole world. So I have them in my house. And they're each worth $1 million. So altogether, they're worth $2 million. Somebody comes in and vandalizes and damages one of my paintings. It destroys it. And it's terrible. But now, because there's only one of those paintings in the world, the other one is now worth $2 million. Because now there's only one of them in the world. So Lamaisa, did he cause me any hezek? He damaged my property, but now I had $2 million worth of assets, and now I have $2 million worth of assets. So is the guy chayef to pay me? Because after all, maybe he'll say, look, on your balance sheet at the end of the year, I didn't cause you a loss. There's no hefsid mamon, but I did damage you. So which is it? That's a related, we just said Choser Shmir versus Maisa Hezek. That is usually used for Maisa Hezek versus Hefsid Mamon, right? Is the Chiyah because of what I did or the loss I caused? That's really that Chakir, but it also relates to the fact of that's, you know, if my animal went and damaged that, is it because I didn't guard it? And then I might say that if I didn't guard it, so, you know, if I didn't cause you any loss, I didn't cause you any loss. But if it's because of the act of Hezek that took place, then I might be chayiv even if I didn't cause you any loss. There are many nafkaminas to that, but that is just one fun one that we'll have to talk about. Okay, with that introduction, let's get started with Meseches Baba Kama. And the parak starts off with the famous Arba Avos Nezikin. There are four Avos of Nezikin, and they are Shor, Bor, Mave, and Hever. Shor, ox, my ox damages. Bor, my pit. Mav'er, we'll have to see what that is. That's going to be a machlokes, what that is in the Gemara. And hev'er and fire. So we'll get to each of these halachically soon. But there are many, the drush for today is coming up right now. And that is, there are many symbolic ideas about these four. Shor, bar, mav'er, hev'er. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh writes in Parshas, in Shmos, in Perek Chav Beis, that the Mishnah is being merames to the four Golios that Rachman al-Islan we have been subject to. Nebuchadnezzar is called an ox. Why? Kavanaso lahazik. Right? He went in, he wanted a damage, as is described in Malachim and in Yirmiyahu and in Divrei Hayamim. Right? Nebuchadnezzar was kavanaso lahazik. Bor, that's Haman and Achashverosh. That's Persia. Why? Because they dug a pit for us to fall into. What was the pit? The Suda he invited us to, and we all enjoyed it. That was we went to him. As we'll see, what the nature of Bor is, it doesn't move. So it was there, and somebody falls in, we fell in. We fell into the Suda of Achashverosh. Then Mave we'll have to see, but Mave, one of the Pshatim of Mave in the Gemara is going to be uncovering something that is hidden. Yavan, what did Yavan do? Remember, Yavan didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The story of Hanukkah was during Bayesheni. What did Yava do? They attacked the spiritual ideas of Am Yisrael, right? They Hellenized us. They made 13 pirtzas in the Sorig. The Sorig was the fence that Goyim, non-Jews, were allowed to go up to that fence in Har Abayis. They broke it down. Why? Because they wanted to. So there's no difference between Jew and non-Jew. We all have our gods. V'chulu. And finally, Eish, the last one, Hever Eish, that's Rome. Rome burned everything. The Haruge Malchus, Rabbi Chinim Metradion, they burned him with the Torah. So the four Galios, the Arba Avos Nezikin, those are the four Avos Nezikin that we remember. The Arizvash of Yonatan Ibishitz also has another suggestion. He says it's related to the four great sins that we all have violated as Am Yisrael. Shor, Tzcheta Egel, right? The Egel is Shor. Bor is Mechiras Yosef. He threw us into the, we all of us threw Yosef into the pit. Maveh, right? It's either Adam or Shane, as is discussed in the Gemara, but both of them are Eitz Hadas. It's either Adam or Shane, but both of them were involved in the Eitz Hadas. And finally, Hever Fire, says the Yaris Vash, that's the Chet of the Meraglim, that was Motzi Dibas Haaretz, the Meraglim, and the Meraglim eventually led to the Srefa of the Beis HaMikdash. So, whether that's to do with the four Galios, or with the four great sins, not great in a good way, that we were involved in, that's the four Avos Ezekiel. But now we continue with the actual halacha of the four. So Arba Avos Ezekiel, there are four categories of Nezek. As we will see, there are going to be more than four. The Brisas in the first couple of Dafim are going to add on 13, 24, there's going to be more, but there are four classic categories of Nezek. Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Masechta, Avos Kari Baruch Hashem, we still have Rashi, right? We had a break, remember, for a couple of Masechtas in Nashim, but at Gittin we said, okay, we have Rashi for the next couple of Masechtas. So Rashi says, Avos Kari Lahanach Tasivim Mikra Behedya. Avos here mean categories that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. That's an Av. Av is mentioned in the Torah. Arba Avos Tzikin. Hashor Vahabor Vehamave Veha Hever. These are the four as we just described. Lo, why? Second word, it's Mimadaik. Why does the Rishonim are bothered by every word in this Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say Nizikin and not Mazikin? Mazik is a damager. Why does it say Nizikin? Sounds like something passive. So the Meiri picks up on this. We have all the classic Rishonim on Masechas Baba Kama, and including the Meiri right now. So the Meiri says, doesn't say Nizikin. It doesn't say mazikin. Mipnei milas mazikin mashma kavanoso lahazik. Mazikin would be like, oh, you damage, you're a mazik. So if my animal went undamaged, is that he's a mazik, but are you going to call me a mazik? Is that, so the Meiri says it's kind of to soften. It's kind of to soften. Maybe, again, he doesn't say this, but this could relate to the Chakira that we just mentioned. Maybe the Mishnah is de-emphasizing the Maisa Hezek. Mazik is more focused on the Maisa Hezek. Nezikin means there was damage done, and you have to pay for it. Maybe focus on the Choser Shmira or on the Hefsid Mamon, however you want to say it, but maybe that's a Lashon of Nezikin. And with Pnezeh, Tafas Lashon Nezikin, says the Meiri, Mipnei Sheyeshbo, Remez ala Mazik, Shukain Tar, Mishkan Nezirim, Neviam, right, different types of Mazikin, but again, maybe that's a little de-emphasis. Okay, the Tosafot, the other says maybe it's to include the Mazik and the Nizak in that Lashon. There are four categories of Nezek, it's more of the noun than the active party. Nezikin includes the Mazik and the Nizak. But there are these four categories. Says the Mishnah that each one has an attribute that the other one does not have. Lo hare ashar kahare hamaveh. Shar is not like maveh. Maveh, again, we don't know what it is. The Gemara will say it's either Adam or Shane, as we'll see. For lo hare maveh kahare ashar. Maveh is not like shar. What is the Mishnah doing here? Each one of them needs to be said by the Torah, because if only one of them was said, we wouldn't have known the other one. V'lo zeh v'zeh, sheyeshba and ruach hayim, and both of these, which are alive, it's either a person or an animal, that's not like kahare ha'esh, she'ein bo ruach hayim, not like fire, fire is not alive. Fire moves, but fire doesn't have a nefesh, right, like an animal or a or a person. Velo zev ezesh adarkan leilich alahazik, and these which move when they damage aren't karei habor. Shein darkan leilich alahazik. Bor, if I leave something in the street that's dangerous, that somebody could trip over, that's going to be an example of bor, right? If I dig a pit literally, that's going to be bor. So each of those are unique. Hatzara shava shabahen, but what is the common denominator between all of them? Shedarkan lahazik, their derech is to do damage. Ushmira san alecha, and their shmira is upon you. What did the Mishnah just say? Two ingredients. Maybe that's parallel to the 2 points that we just said. Darkan lahazik, that's related to the ma'isa hezek. Shmira san alecha, you have to guard it. There are these two elements in hezek. It's that my property being an extension of me, and my property, I am responsible for it. Both of those are going to play a role in Hezek, and that's what's maybe alluded to by these two. Ukishahizik, and when a person damages, or when the item damages, Chav hamazik l'shalan tashlumei nezek, the mazik has to pay, b'metav ha'aretz, from the best of the land. As we learned back in Maseches Gittin, there are three qualities of land. Idis, Beninus, and Ziburis. Idis is the best, and Beninus the middle, Ziburis is the worst. Different type of payments in Halacha require different types of land. Nezek pays Meidis, Mimeitav Haaretz. If I damage, then I have to give. If the Nizik wants my best quality, which will be smaller than paying more land of an inferior quality, but I have to pay the best, because that's Masik. Rashi says, and the Nemuki Yosef says, there's no Rana Baba Kama, we have the Nemuki Yosef in the back, but Rashi already says here, the last Rashi on the Mishnah, B'meitav ha'aretz me'idis nechasav yigved me'hezeko. Right, when somebody pays back, he has to pay from the best, im rotze lifroa lo karka, if he's going to pay land. Meaning, if I want to give money, then that's best. Any type of movable item, metaltalin or money, is better than land, the Gemara assumes, and that's better than idis, because you could take that somewhere, you could sell it somewhere. Land is land, you can't move it. If somebody doesn't want this piece of real estate, then you're stuck, right? You can't take it anywhere to barter it somewhere else. So that's why the Gemara is going to say later on in the Perek that metaltalin is first. If you're using karka, so then one has to pay from idis. Okay. One other point, again, each one of these tosfasim, we could focus on the, I'm not gonna do everyone, but if you look in Tosfos Lo, first of all, Lo Harei Ashar, Tosfos points out that the Lo Harei Zeh Karei Zeh is an unusual usage of that phrase. Usually in Shas, that is a reason for a chumra. Here, it's being used as a kula. Right, this doesn't have Ruach Chaim, and therefore, you would think Pater. Right, each time you have a Kula, Pirish says Tosfos, Ein Kulaso Shal Shor, Ki Kulaso Shal Maveh, Kidimafarish Lekaman, ... Second to last skinny line, the Ein Pirusho Kishar Makomo Sheva Talmud. This usage in the Mishnah is not like other times that the Gemara uses it. The Mishnah doesn't use this phrase too often, but the Gemara uses it many times when we're trying to find a model, a limud. So, oh, you can't learn it from here, because lo roi zeh, karoi zeh. So, it's not like that. Lo roi zeh to hasam pirusho, usually when this comes up in Shas, pirusho ein chumr shel zu ka chumr shel zu. V'lakach ein achumr's garmo zeh adin. You want to prove a certain halacha? Well, each of these don't have the chumr of the other one, so that's why putting these two together, it's a good makar. But here, v'shina kana talmud, pirusho mi b'shar makomos, v'shum dehizkir hachomer tchila b'lo zeh, okay, so Tosfos Ha'ara, this is a different type of usage. But then, Tosfos in Velo. Let's go to the last four lines of Tosfos Velo. Tosfos Yasakasha. Dixas Kasha. Dimashma de Onshin Mamon Min Hadin. Tosfos says, all of these limudim, we're going to give punishments based on this. So for example, we're going to say, oh, if this is going to be a chayiv, then surely this has Ruach Chayiv. This is even more dangerous. Isn't that a violation, as Tosfos, of Onshin Min Hadin, giving a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer? We usually see Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Tosfos just says there's different evidence. This limud sounds like you give a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer. But if you look later on in the Masechta, if you look in the Midrashim, It says, Ein Onshin Min Adin. So that is a question in the Mefarshim, whether Onshin or Ein Onshin Min Hadin. The fact that the Tosfos though discusses this is clear that there's an Aveira going on here. Because an Onesh means an Aveira. Like we started off by saying, what's the source for the Isser Hezek? We're assuming that there is an Isser Hezek. Because just instinctively, and it's what we might call, what Rav Asher Weiss might call, Ratzon Hashem. It's obvious, knowing all the other 613 mitzvos, that you can't go and damage people, right? Or have your property damaged. Right, what the source is, you gotta work it out. But it's clear that there's an Aveira going on here, and that's what the Rambam says, that's what the Tosfos says here. It's related to Onshin Min Hadin. That topic has come up in the past. There are three or four suggestions for the Svara of why we would not give a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer. I mean, you can give a punishment even if there's no source in the Torah. It's not a favorish. Malchus requires a pasuk in the Torah. Hishomer pen al or lo. One of those four words have to appear in the Torah in order for me to give Malchus. But, let's say, Mises Bezdin, and sometimes he's learned that from a Hekish, from a Gzeira Shava. There are other Limudim. There has to be something written. But there's Torah Shabbat Peh. There's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, right, that could give be the basis for a punishment. But, so why can you give a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer? So there are different suggestions given. The most obvious one is that Kal V'chomer is based on logic. Right, that's the only one of the midos that's pure logic. All the other ones are based on rules. Ribo miyed, klalu prat, hekish, gzera shava. If it's pure logic, then there's always a chance that our logic is wrong. That there might be a pircha to the Kal V'chomer. So how could you punish somebody based on your own logic if there might be a pircha to the Kal V'chomer? Number one. Number two, the other suggestion given is gzera sagasif. Midahi batorah. That's it, the rule. Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Beautiful suggestion, though, given by Rabbi Yosef Engel, puts this together, based on a Marsha and a Smag, is similar to the reason that is given by some of Kasher Zaman Velo Kasher Asa. Right, one of the more difficult lines to understand. Only if the Eidim tried to punish, but if they were successful, so then we don't punish them. So why is that? So maybe it's a Gzeiras HaKasev, but the suggestion of the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidus is that if the Eidim actually did it, then a punishment isn't even going to help them. It's what we might call gadol avonim min so. It's terrible. How can you do it? You even punished the person, and it was wrong, so a punishment's not even going to help you. Like he quotes the Smag. The Smag says by the Isser of Molech, if somebody gives some of their children to Molech, so then they get punished. If they give all their kids to Molech, they're pater. Why is that? Gemara Beferish Gemara. It's Halacha. Mesechas Sanhedrin. So the Smag says, because if you gave all your children, forget it. You are so far gone. Even killing you is not going to give you a kapara. So the reason we give you a kapara, kill you, is because to give you a kapara. But it's not even going to help. So that's the suggestion of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. How can we say if A get the punishment, surely B? Maybe B is so stringent that it's not even going to help the person. So we shouldn't give the punishment based on the Kal V'chomer. But either way, that's the sugya in Tosfos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, midiktani avos, mechlal de'ika toldos. Since it says avos nezikin, so it must be that there are toldos, because whenever there is an av, which means a source category, then toldos, there are offshoot categories, secondary, offspring categories. So if there are toldos nezikin, which we're going to talk about over the next few days, Be'ezus Hashem, the question the Gemara asks is, toldos sein kayotze bohen olav kayotze bohen. Are the toldos similar to the avos? We'll have to talk about that question a little bit later. But that's the question. Are they parallel? Meaning, says the Gemara, we have two other models where there are avos and toldos. Gabe Shabbos Tanan. That's what the first daf here in Baba Kama learns in many mesechtes. When you learn mesechta Shabbos, you learn the first daf in Baba Kama. When you learn Moed Katan, you learn the first daf in Baba Kama. Because the first daf has Nezek, Shabbos, Tumah, jam-packed. The whole mesechta is jam-packed. But here's the first daf. So Gabi Shabbos, now we have two models, the Gemara says. One model is the toldos are like the avos. One, the toldos are not like the avos. So our question is, what about Nezek? Gabi Shabbos, Tanan. By Shabbos, we learn the Mishnah, avos malachas, aram chaser achas. We have 39 malachas for Shabbos. Avos, michlal di'ika toldos. So if there are avos malachos, so mashma, that there should be toldos also. So those toldos yeh chayotze b'hen. So we know that toldos are just like the av of Shabbos, meaning they're both del raisa. Loshna av chadas, loshna toldos chaltas. Just like if I did an Av by mistake, Bishogeg, I have to bring a Karban Chata. So if I did a Toda, Toda is Daraisa by Shabbos. Loshna Av Skila, Loshna Toda Skila. So too, just like an Av is Skila, if I did it by Mezit, so too the Toda. So it's Toda Seyechayosimahan. Umaika Ben Av LaToda. What's the difference between an Av and a Toda when it comes to Shabbos? Even though they're similar in halacha, but why do you call one an av, why do you call one a tolda? So nafka mina, the halachic difference is just for hilchos karbanos. De'ilu avich shte avos bahadi hadadi. If I did two avos together, let's say I did choresh and zoreya. I plowed and I seeded. If I did both of those in one helim, inami, or shte toldos bahadi hadadi, or I did two toldos in one helim, watering the grass. Right, that's a tolda, right? That's the av is putting the seed in, right? But that's warning. I do two toldos, different toldos. Mechayev akol chada v'chada. If I do two different avos, two different toldos, I'm chayev for each one. The ilu avid av vitolda didei. But if I do an av and it's tolda, I put a seed in the ground and then I water it. So I did the av malacha of zoreya and then I watered it. That's a tolda. Lo mechayev elachada. That's the nafkamina, right? If I did an av and it's tolda, you're only chayev one karbon. So that's why we would call one an av and one a tolda, according to the first opinion of the Gemara. Fascinating diuk that the Tiferes Shmuel, one of the achronim in the back of the Gemara, makes in Rashi here. So what does the Gemara say? If you do an av and it's tolda, you're chayev one. You're chayev for what? There's one. So what would we have said? You're chayev one to cover both. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, lo machayev elachada, A'av melacha. Aval atolda didei, lo mechayev. If you do an av and it's tolda, then the av totally subsumes the tolda. It does not have its own existence, and you're chayev for the av, not the tolda. It's not both. It wipes it out. If you do one av and a different tolda, then it doesn't wipe it out. But if you do an av and it's tolda, Rashi's clear. Rashi's clear, it's only chayev on the av. The Stipler and Shabbos suggests a makar, Farashi and a Gemara in Shabbos, Sadi Zion, but that's the diak. Lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? Let's say, says the Tiferet Shmuel, somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash with a karbon, and he forgot that he did the av malacha. He only remembered he did the tolda. So he brought the karbon, and he has in mind the tolda. And then he remembers he did the av. So maybe you have to bring another one, because he didn't bring the karbon for the aveira that he should have brought the karbon. But either way, that's the first day in the Gemara, the difference between av and tolda. But says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ul Rebbe Eliezer de Mechayev atolda b'makam av. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, that says no. Even if you do an av and it's tolda, you're chayev too. Amai karalei av, amai karalei tolda. Then you're back to the question. Why? What's the difference? Why is one called an av, one called a tolda? So the Gemara has a line which there are two or three different girsos in the Rishonim. What exactly is this line? So let's read it. The girsa that we have. Hach tahavi b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av. Hach delo avi b'mishkan chashiva kari le'tolda. What does that mean? Is there one requirement or two requirements? So one way you could translate this line is, anything that was in the mishkan is chashuv by definition, and that's an av. Anything that was not in the mishkan is what? Is not chashuv? It doesn't say hach delo avi b'mishkan v'lo chashiva. It's a little hard to translate, but let's say maybe that's what it means. Right? If it's not in the Mishkan, it's not Chashuv. Maybe that's one way to read the Gemara, but that doesn't really fit in. A better Girsa would be Haftalah of Mishkan Lo Chashiva. That's one Girsa that other Rishonim have. What does our Gemara sound like? Hachtav Mishkan Chashiva Kari Le'av. There are two requirements. It has to have been in the Mishkan, and it has to be a Chashuv act. There are some actions in the Mishkan that were not Chashuv. So that's not going to be an Av Malacha. It has to be in the Mishkan, and it has to be a Chashuv act. Two requirements for it to be an Av. If it wasn't in the Mishkan, even if it was Chashiv, it's still a Tolda. That's how Tosfos understands our Girsa. So Tosfos discusses, are there one requirement, are there two requirements here, and is it by definition? Those are the three different ideas. Is it just Chashiv? Is it just Mishkan? Or do you need both? Right? Different ideas of the requirement of what is an Av and what is a Tolda. The L'may Nafkamina, the Gemara asks a couple of suggestions. Tosfos says, I have a much better answer the Gemara could have given. How about hasra'a? When you warn somebody about an aveira, don't you have to warn them? If you do this aveira, you are going to get punished. Don't you have to warn them about the aveira they're going to do? So don't you have to say, you know, exactly, if he's doing an av, he's doing a tolda, don't you have to specify? Isn't that a good answer? Says Tosos, you know what you see from the Gemara? The fact that the Gemara does not say that, it must be it's not true. It must be that you always have to mention the Av when you give Hasra. Because the Gemara could have said, a Nafkamina could have been, you know, told the Av, it must be that the told is not significant for that. Tosos says, V'yim Tomar, Ulur Balazar, Nafkamina le'inyin Hasra, Shetzorach la'asros atolda mishum avdida. Maybe Kidamrina Perakul, maybe I said it the opposite. Maybe you always have to mention the Av. That's a nafkamina. The Tolda is not good enough. Like he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos. And Tosfos has two answers. There are Tosfos in a few places in Shas that discuss this issue. In the middle of Shabbos, the end of Shabbos, and there is a Machlokas Rishonim. Do you have to mention the Av when you do an a Malacha? Or maybe not. Tosfos says maybe you just can't give like a joke Hasra. If somebody's about to plow and you say, you know, if you shecht on Shabbos, then you're going to get, maybe that's the problem. The guy is going to think you're joking. You don't have to give the real one. You just can't give a joke one. Because there's a Gemara that sounds like you have to give the proper one. So Tosfos understands. Maybe that just means you can't give one that is misleading. But in Machlokas, 2 days of Tosfos, whether you have to be Masre, Atolda, Mishum, Mishumav. The Menachas Chinuch will mention this a few times in this Masechta. He loves the Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf. He mentions that 5 times in his commentary. Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf seems to say that you have to mention the Pasuk when you give Hasra. You have to mention the Pasuk. If you do this, you're going to violate Los Asa Kamalacha. You have to mention the Pasuk. So then, if that's true, you don't even have to mention the Av. It's even, because there's no specific list in the Torah. All it says is Los Asa Kamalacha. Right, we know there are different views in the Gemara what the source is for the 39 malachas. Right, the most popular one is the Gemara in Shabbos Memtes, the learning out from the Mishkan, the juxtaposition of the Mishkan and Shabbos. What was done in the Mishkan, we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's what we hold. But there are other suggestions given. Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim quotes a fascinating Medrash where the Medrash says, "No, we did the 39 malachas when we were in Mitzrayim. That was Avodas Perach." Because Tosfos says, Perach in Adbash. We know Aleph is compared to Tav and Beis is Shin. Perach is Vagal, Vav Gimel Lamed, which is Gematria 39. Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim. So that's how we know the 39 Malachas. And when we were freed, Hashem gave us Shabbos so that we remember. That's how Shabbos is Zechel L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, a famous question. Shabbos is Zechel L'Maaseh Bereishis. How is Shabbos Zechel L'Yitzias Mitzrayim? We say it in Kiddush every Friday night. Right, how is it Zechel L'Yitzias Mitzrayim? According to the Epshat and Tosfos, it's beautiful. Because those are the malachas we did in the Mishka, in the Mitzrayim. We were forced to do them. So then when we were freed, we don't do those malachas, and we remember. Again, that's another suggestion, but there's more. But either way, we have to get back to Bava Kama. So, when it comes to Avos and Toldos of Shabbos, Toldos are just like the Av. Second model, Gabi Tumos Tanan. By Tumo, we also have Avos and Toldos. The first Mishnah in Meseches Kalim, the other Bava. Right, we know Kalim's also 30 prakim. And also there's the first 10 prakim, the second. Right, so Gabi, Tumos Tanan, Avos Hatumos, Hasheretz, Vashech Vazera. Right, these are Avos Malachos. Vitame Meis. By all of those, Toldos and Lavka Yotzibahen. There, the Toldos are not similar to the Avos. How do you know? Di'ilu Av Mitame Adam Mekalim. Because an Av Hatuma is Mitame Adam Mekalim, all the ones listed there. Vi'ilu Toldos. But let's say a Rishon Latuma, a Tolda is a Rishon Sheni Shlishi, a Tolda cannot be Matame a person. Och Lunu Mashkin Matame, other Makinam Lo Matame. Right? If I have a Sheretz touched a food, or touched me, so I'm a Rishon, so I can't make somebody else Tame. A person can only become Tame from an Avatuma. So, on a Daraisa level. So he asked the Gemara, by Shabbos, Toldos are like the Av. By Tuma, Toldos are not like the Av. What about Nezek? Right, Hachamai. Why was the halacha here? Hachamai, that's the shaila. What exactly is the question, Hachamai? Meaning, what if Toldos say Lavka Yotzibahen? Then what would we say by the Toldos? Says Rashi, Hachamai. First few skinny lines. Toldos the Shabbos Havika Avos. Toldos the Toma Lo Havika Avos. The Hacha Toldos the Nezik in Mai. What do we say by Toldos of Nezek? Mi Amrina and Toldos Kayose Bahen. Loshna Av, Loshna Tolda im Hizik Mishalim. Do we say the Toldos are like the Av and therefore no matter what you're going to pay? O Dilma Lo. Or maybe not. What's the not? What does it sound like from Rashi? You'd be putter. That's what it sounds like. If Toldos Ekayasman, you'd be Chayef. If it was an Avkayotim, you'd be low. That's the foil. That's very difficult. So that's pretty amazing then. We would say, we're going to learn that there are many Toldos. So Toldos, we wouldn't say that you're chayiv to pay nezek only by an ava nezek? That's a huge chiddush. The Brisker Rav points out in his first piece on Nizkei Mamon, he says the other Rishonim don't give off that impression. Maybe Rashi also, we have to read into Rashi a little more. But the Rif, for example, says no. To the Teka Yotze Bahen, we will learn that by every Av HaNezek there is something unique in Halacha. Though there's one Av HaNezek that's Pater if it's hidden, Tur Tamun. There's one Av HaNezek that's Pater on Kalim. Right? There's one Av HaNezek that everybody has a unique Ptur. That's what's going on here, says the Brisker Rav. And he bases it based on the Rif. The Rif says it doesn't mean whether you're going to be chayiv or pater. Of course you're going to be chayiv to pay. The question is, are you going to have the special pturim, the chalukei dinim of bor and eish, and all the other ones that have special pturim, shein regel, pater, which is a rabim, all the different pturim that apply, that's the shaila of kayotze bahen. But it's very difficult to say the pashas of Rashi, to say that you would be pater in this regard. Okay, but either way, that's the shaila. Tosfos on top points out that there are exceptions even by tumah, but that's the exception, not the rule. For example, cherev harayhu kachalol. It's one of the few exceptions. If you have a sword that killed somebody with, that sword has the status of a dead body. Exactly. Cherev harayhu kachalo. That's an exception to the rule, to say that the offspring goes like the av. Tosfos even finds a difference in halacha between the cherev and the chalo. But that's not our issue now. But we'll continue. Hachamai. So Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, Yesh mehen kayotze bahen, v'yesh mehen lav kayotze bahen. You know what the answer is? Some yes, some no. Some toldos of the av are like the av, and some not. So, for the next daf and a half, what we're going to talk about is, what is Rav Papa referring to? Which avos are kayotze and which are lav kayotze? Because we're going to see 99% of toldos are kayotze bohen, are like the av. But there's a few, there's something that's not. And we're going to have to wait till tomorrow, but Hashem, to figure out which one is not. Just derech agav, there are other avos and toldos that we have in halacha, besides Shabbos and Tumah. These are the classic ones. But for example, by Shemitah, we have Avos Malachas by Shemitah and Toldos. There it's different, because there Av is Daraisa, Toldos is Drabanan. That's a different type of Av and Tolda. The Ritva we had in Kiddushin says there are Avos Kinyanim. There's an Ava Kinyan and there are Toldos. Meshicha, Hagbah, Chazaka, Mesira. Right? So there's Avos and Toldos by Kinyan too. But the classic ones here are Nezek and Tumah and Shabbos. So Tana Rabbanan. Gimel Avos Namru Bishar. There are three Avos that are said by Shor, within the category of Shor. They're all Avos, because they're all listed in the Torah. Hakeren, Vashen, Varegel. So where are they? Hakeren, Minola. So first we're going to find where they are in the Torah. We're going to say what they are, and we're going to end up saying they're all Kayotze Bohen. So that can be what Rav Papa is referring to. So Karen Minola, and Detan Rabbanan, Kiigach, a Negicha El of a Karen. Goring Negicha is with a horn. Shenemar. He made horns of iron. With these, you will be minagach. You will gore Aram. So you see, negicha is with the horn. That's how you know Karen. Va'omer, and also the pasuk says in Zos Habracha, b'char shoro hadar lo v'karnei reim karnav. B'hem amim yinagach. Right, by it says the lashon of negicha, and also having a Karen in the pasuk. You have two psukim in the Braisa to prove that Karen, which is Negicha, is an Av. My vi Omer, what do we need two psukim for? V'chitei ma'divrei Torah mi'divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinon. If you want to say, well, you can't learn from Navi. You can't learn Torah from Navi. Gzeira Shavu is Torah from Torah. You can't learn something from Navi. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll bring you the second pasuk. Tashma from the Torah. B'char sharo hadar lo. Says the Gemara, why do you have to say that? V'aymelefu. Well, this is a learning of halacha. Gilui milsa ba'almahu. This is just revealing what the word means. D'negicha b'kerenu. This isn't teaching you a halacha that you would say, oh, you can't learn it from Navi. No, it's learning, what does this word mean? So you learn it from Navi to tell me what the word means. What, you wouldn't be able to learn that? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. This is why we need the two psukim. Ella mahu de tema kipalig rachmana beitam lemuad. Ooh, first time this appears. When do we have a distinction in halacha between the first three times that an ox gores, and afterwards, the first three times tam, you only pay chatzi nezek, afterwards you pay nezek shalem? I would have thought hanimili betlusha. I would have thought that only applies by a detached horn. What does that mean? If you have an ox that takes a horn in its mouth and goes and gores. Because the first pasuk is by a detached horn. by people holding a horn. So that's where the details of the halacha of Keren apply. Aval b'mechuberes, but if it's a regular animal that has a horn on its head, ema kula moedisi, I would have thought that's always muad. Tashma b'char shoro hader lo v'gomer. That's why I have to have the second pasuk. Okay, so that is, we now have the source for Keren in the Torah. So, before we get to what are the tallest of Keren, there's just an interesting sidebar where, and this is here in Shas. Navi, what is the Navi called? The Gemara here called Navi Divrei Kabbalah. Why is our Nevi'im called Divrei Kabbalah? Rabbeinu Peretz, right here. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. One of the Balei HaTosfos we have on Baba Kama. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, because Nevi'im scream at us and give us Musar, Yirmiyo, Yeshayo, they're kovel v'tsoek al tsaros haniros lam b'chazon. Right? Their kovel means to complain and rebuke. So that's why Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah. Number one. Number two, Yesh Mefarshim, Kabbalah, Shekulam Kiblu Nevu'asa Mi Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of all Nevu'ah, and all other Nevi'im are, so to speak, Mekablim. They are Mekabel, the Nevu'ah, from Moshe. If you look in the Ben Yoyada, he expands upon this. He doesn't quote Rabbeinu Peretz, he probably didn't have one. But the Ben Ishchai, the Ben Yoyada here says, why are they called Divrei Kabbalah? Because, he quotes the Chazal that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Matos, all other Nevi'im said Zeh. Right, I'm sorry, all other Nevi'im said Ko Amar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said Zeh, because Zeh is clarity of vision. He could say Zeh. Other Nevi'im received something, and they had to accept it and interpret it, and then give us the Nevu'ah. That's why it's Divrei Kabbalah. They accept it wasn't what's called Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono, where Hashem is talking through his mouth. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That wasn't a Kabbalah. That was just, he was a pipeline. He was a tube. All of the Nevi'im got their Nevu'ah, and then they come out with it. That's why we know Ancient Nevi'im is Misabe B'Signon Echad. If you have two Nevi'im saying exactly the same thing, that's a riot that they're Nevi'e Sheker. Because two people, if you have two people that witness something, they're not going to tell the story the same exact way. If they're saying it exactly the same, they obviously rehearsed it and practiced it, and they are now lying about it. So that is what the Ben Yoyada here illustrates, that all of the Nevi'im are Makabla, and that's why it's called Divrei Kabbalah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Toras Moshe. Torah is not Divrei Kabbalah. That's Toras Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichri Toras Moshe Avdi, and that's the difference. Beautiful. Here, Baba Kama Dan Beis, you have the secret for the difference between Moshe and the other Nevi'im, Torah and Nevi'im, why Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah. We don't have time right now, but remember Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the beginning of Parshas Matos, that also describes the difference between Moshe and the other Nevi'im. Okay, so that is the source for Keren. So now the Gemara says, told of the Keren Mahi, so what are the toldos of Keren? So the Gemara says, Nigifa, pushing, Nishicha, biting, Revitza, sitting down on, Beita, kicking, right? All of those, as Rashi is going to say here, they all have three ingredients. Three ingredients in common, that is the definition of Keren. Number one, Kavana to damage, Kavana lahazik. Number two, they're not doing it for the pleasure involved. An animal, an ox doesn't gore because he gets pleasure out of it. It's because he's angry, right? Or he doesn't sit on something to break something because he gets pleasure. So Keren, Rashi says, is number one, Kavana lahazik. Number two, there's no hana'a. Number three, it's not so common. Ein hezeko matsui. We will need a list for the next six prakim, for the next 60 blot. We will have to keep a list of Keren and Shane and Ragel, because throughout these six prakim, we will get evidence. We will try to amass evidence for what's the definition of Keren and Shane and Ragel, and you got to put everything together, and that's what the Gemara does. That's what the Rishonim do. The Shit Mekubetzes on Baba Kama. All together, always tries to put together all the Gemaras. But this Rashi is our first piece of evidence. What's the definition of Keren? Three ingredients. Kavana lahazik, ein hana lazeka, ein hazeko matsui. That's what all these actions have in common. So the Gemara says, Maishna negicha dekari la'av. Why is negicha called an av? Tichsiv ki yigach, because it says that lashon in the Torah. Negifa nami, ksiv ki yigof. It says negifa in the Torah. So the Gemara says, "I negifa negicha he." Really, it's all negicha. It's all goring with the horns. Titania pasak v'negifa v'siyim v'negicha. Because after all, the same phrase in the pasuk starts off with pushing and ends off with goring. lomar lecha azui negifa azui neshicha, to teach me they're really the same. So the Gemara says, so why do you switch the lashon? Maishna gabi adam dichsiv ki yigach. So why, when an ox is goring a man, he uses the lashon of ki yigach? Well, maishna gabi behema dichsiv ki yigof. And why does he use the lashon of pushing? If it means with the horns, why does it say pushing? So the Gemara says, adam de isle mazla ksiv ki yigach. Rashi has 2 days here, we'll go with one of them. A man, he has das, so he could run away from the animal. So if the animal's goring him, he obviously, the animal is focused and doing it with kavana shlema, if he really got the guy, because he wasn't able to run away. That's why he says yigach. Behema de lesla mazla, an animal often doesn't have das, right? The squirrel in the street often doesn't make it out, right? Why? Because the animal has no das, right? So therefore, ksiv ki yigof, so the other animal just has to like push it. Doesn't have to focus on damaging it. Good. Umils agav urcha kamashalot. And the Torah, just derech agav, teaches us by switching the wording. Demuad la adam, havi muad la behema. Again, a sugya that comes up later on. If an animal is a muad for a person, if an animal has experience of damaging a person a few times, that automatically is a muad la behema, because that's less standard. That an animal to gore in another animal, you need to do less. So if an animal is a muad la adam, he is a muad la behema, but not the opposite. Umuad la behema, lavi muad la adam. Fine. Period. Just before we finish up, the Gemara says, Neshicha, biting? That's Karen? Isn't that told of the Shane he? Isn't that Shane? Shane means when an animal damages with its mouth. So isn't biting included in a different Av Malacha, Av Nezek? The Gemara says, no. Lo, Shane Yesh Hana'a Lehezeka. Shane, that's damages by eating. If my animal goes into your property and eats your tomatoes. So that's Shane. That's damaging based on getting hana'a. You don't look at the part of the body being used by the animal. You look at the kavana of the animal. Ha! Huh. But if the animal bites because he's angry, ain't an alezeka. Continuing, revitza ubiita, the animal sits or kicks something. Isn't that tolda de regel? Isn't that regel, the animal damaging with his foot? Where again says, lo, regel hezeka matsui. Regel is if an animal tramples on my stuff because he's walking by. That's regular behavior. Hani ein hezeka matsui. So these, in our case, where the animal kicks, that's not normal. So the Gemara says, now we know what Karen, Shane, and regel are. So just finishing up, the Gemara says, Ela todosein lav kayotzi b'endam rapapa ahai. So Rav Papa made a statement. Some told us are like the Av and some are not. What was he referring to? Ilema ahani, if he's referring to any of the ones that we just mentioned, that can't be. Why? Because by Karen, Maishno Karen to Kavanaso lahazik. Uma moncha, ushmiraso alecha. He has kavana, it's yours, you have to guard it. Sahani nami kavanaso lahazik, uma moncha, ushmiraso alecha. They all have that. So Karen cannot be what Rav Papa is referring to. So Ella, the Gemara says, fine. Told her the Karen Karen v'chikama Rav Papa Ashen v'regel. Rav Papa must be referring to Shane and Regel, which is going to be the next Av that the Gemara is going to analyze. Again, there's a lot here, but we'll stop and the Shem, we will continue in our travels through Baba Kama on tomorrow's daf.